Michael Shine spoke out publicly yesterday to Saoirse McGarrigle in the journal.ie website about their experiences of sexual assault. The men are calling for a commission of inquiry to investigate the abuse and how it was allowed to happen. Shine worked as a senior registrar and later consultant at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda between 1964 and 1995. In two trials in 2017 and 2019, he was convicted of assault on nine boys and sentenced to 3 years in prison. More than 200 people have settled civil claims against the medical missionaries of Mary Religious Order that oversaw and ran the hospital at that time. Among those speaking publicly yesterday was Keenan Murray. He told our reporter Kieran Dineen about his experience, aged just 16, and why he and more than 300 others want a commission of investigation to be set up.
My experience was, it was 1972, and I had to go to the hospital to have stitches removed from a cut over my eye. While the nurse were taking the stitches out, Shine came along and had a look at me anyway and said, "You look a little run down. Why don't you come down to my clinic in Fair Street in Drogheda on the following Saturday morning and I can examine you?" So I remember the nurse saying to me how lucky I was that such a busy doctor had taken interest in me. Anyway, my mother brought me to the doctor on Saturday morning, and it was there that the abuse occurred. There was nobody else present in his surgery. And when you were 16, you didn't even know whether it was abuse or whether it was something that young boys went through with their doctors, you know. But I never said nothing to my parents. And in 95, our local paper, Drogheda Independent, had a piece that a local surgeon was being investigated for sexual abuse. And I guess straight away it must be Shine. So I went to the guards and I gave a statement. And probably the hardest thing I've ever done was to give that statement. And in 96, they came back to me and said they weren't proceeding with my case because my records had gone missing from the hospital.
What would it mean for you now if there was a commission of investigation?
It's about getting justice. 50-something years looking for justice, and that's what I want now, is a public inquiry. It'll probably be the only justice I'll see.
Keenan Murray speaking to Kieran Dineen. Shine, who's now 93, was struck off the medical register in 2008. Yesterday, Simon Harris said the government would reflect on what action is next appropriate, and he described Michael Shine as a vile paedophile, a prolific abuser who had brought misery to many. We're joined now by Adrian Riley, the CEO of Dignity for Patients. This is the group representing Michael Shine survivors. Adrian, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mary, and thank you for having us.
Adrian, how many more Keenan Murrays have come to you in Dignity for Patients with stories claiming abuse by Michael Shine?
Since Dignity for Patients was set up by Bernadette Sullivan in 2009, there's been 350 victims that have come to our services and have been abused by Michael Shine. Since I started in 2021, there's been one victim a month coming to speak for the first time about the abuse that happened to them. It's still very relevant. It's still something that men in Drogheda and the surrounding areas are dealing with. And it's unbelievable.
And as we heard Keenan saying, his abuse went back to 1972. Were they mostly young boys?
The majority were children. And if they weren't children, they were young men, so in their late teens, maybe early 20s. So you have one doctor, former doctor, with access to children and abusing them on a regular basis at a level that is actually unthinkable. If we have 350 men in our services that were abused by Michael Shine, at a minimum you multiply that by two, but in reality, statistically, the research shows it's probably more realistic to multiply it by five. So you're not talking about hundreds, you're talking about thousands.
And your helplines are still open to those that want to contact you. There were criminal proceedings,
yes.
Eventually convictions. There was an inquiry back in 2009. The findings of that inquiry, not published then, I think, because of criminal proceedings in train and a fear perhaps of anything prejudicial from that. But I see the the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, has indicated to the Journal that he might look again at that inquiry and potential publication. Would you welcome that?
That's something that the victims have always been asking for, and it's absolutely outrageous that it was never published. And at the time, a Barrister Siegel opinion, which has been proved correct with the Bill Keneally Waterford basketball coach commission of investigation, they also tried to stop that, saying that there were criminal trials in train. At the time, we got Bernadette Sullivan got a barrister to show that that was a moot point, but it was the one that was used to close it down. And it has to be opened. The victims deserve to know what was in that report.
In any event, you're going further now, and survivors are going further as well, and you want to set up a separate commission of inquiry. What do you want that inquiry to do?
The victims want this inquiry, first of all, like Simon Harris said yesterday, to be victim-centred. So what that means immediately is for the Minister for Justice or Simon Harris to meet with the victims so that they can outline what that inquiry should be for. It is to look at the abuse that happened to them, but also, most importantly, how it was allowed to happen, the role of the Medical Missionary of Mary, the role of the Gardaí, the role of the North Eastern Health Board, the role of the Medical Council, because each of these organisations and institutions along the way knew that the abuse was happening, and each of these institutions at various times failed little boys and children when they were accessing healthcare and then when they were trying to access justice because they'd been sexually abused by Michael Shine.
Are you also looking for a compensation scheme along the lines perhaps of the mother and baby home scheme?
This isn't necessarily the big ask for these victims. 200 and plus of them have had civil redress because the criminal processes were shut down. The people coming forward that are looking to take civil cases have been advised that now the Medical Missionary of Mary and their insurers and their solicitors have turned their access to compensation into a cold house. They're trying to not let them get any more civil compensation. So for those, possibly. But I just want to add one thing, Mary.
That would still be, I'm sure that would still be, just on that issue, that would still be a matter for the courts to decide. But just to finish up, yeah.
But I just want to say one thing about the compensation. Well, two things. One is, when the hospital was sold by the Medical Missionary of Mary in 1997, 1.6 million old Irish pound was put into an interest accruing account in Arthur Cox as an indemnity fund for the government or the Medical Missionary of Mary if in the event that their insurers didn't pay out on the civil cases. It was called the Shine Fund. It still sits there. There's millions and millions in there. That could be used for a commission investigation or as part of the compensation. So that's one thing. And the second thing, many of the victims have issues accessing healthcare and going to doctors. Many of them have suffered medically. They would, more importantly, seek an enhanced medical card. So, you know, it's just a commission of investigation will allow all these avenues to be explored and uncover all the hidden truths that aren't available right now. And we really welcome what Simon Harris said yesterday. Okay. And we would hope that we could hold him to his word and meet with us as soon as possible.
Adrian Riley, CEO for Dignity for Patients, thank you very much for joining us. And if you've been affected by any issues raised in this report, details of health.